KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 31 degrees. We could see some patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today. Much cooler than yesterday. We'll have a high around 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, a call to a residence in Council Bluffs at around 4:40 a.m. on Christmas Day about a stabbing resulted in an arrest. Authorities say 60-year-old Dwight D. Poor of Council Bluffs was arrested after he left the scene and was taken into custody without further incident. He was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on two counts of willful injury. An investigation into the incident determined Poor was upset with 32-year-old Jesse Poor over allegations that Jesse had sexually abused a member of the family. During the confrontation, Dwight Poor pulled out a knife and stabbed Jesse in the back. As Dwight attempted to leave the scene, he also assaulted his wife, cutting her hand with the knife. And the Creston Police Department reports this morning there were two arrests and one burglary reported on Tuesday. At around 1:23 p.m. Tuesday, 32-year-old Ashley Wolf of Kent was arrested on a charge of driving while suspended. Wolf was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And at around 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, 49-year-old Christopher Brown of Creston was arrested for assault with injury. Brown was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Late Tuesday morning, a man in Creston reported that sometime overnight on the 23rd into the 24th, someone had broken a window to the garage at his residence in order to gain entry. The citizen reported that an impact wrench was taken from the garage and a vehicle parked in the garage was rummaged through and the owner's manual was taken. Loss and damages were estimated at $200 altogether. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 a.m. today in their boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield. On their rather light agenda is a report from the county engineer Nick Kaufman with regard to approval of a plan of operations for the force account related to emergency watershed protection projects, along with his regular maintenance and activities reports. The board will then hear from Conservation Director Dominic Johnson with regard to the fiscal year 2021 budget request, and they'll discuss taxable mileage and an IMWCA recommendation response. Elsewhere in state news, police say one person was fatally shot and two others were wounded during a Christmas night shooting in the Iowa City suburb of Coralville. Officers responding to a report of a shooting at around 9:30 p.m. Wednesday found three adults suffering from gunshots. They were taken to hospitals and one of the people died. The names of those involved have not been released and no arrests have been reported. It is the day after Christmas, and Iowa's retail workers are preparing for their busiest day of the year for returns. Consumer advocate Michelle Reinen says anyone who got a gift they don't want through online shopping should check to see how to best return that item.
Who's responsible for shipping, what timing, how the credits will be provided, you know, directly back to a credit card or in-store credit.
When possible, Reinen said you should get a gift receipt and check with the retailer first on how it handles returns.
It may also give you the options that you can go to a brick-and-mortar store and return the item, even though you've purchased it online.
If you have a complaint about a company's return policy, get a hard copy and consider taking it to the Consumer Protection Division of the Iowa Attorney General's Office.
Getting the information in writing will be very important, but then file that complaint and let Consumer Protection assist you through the process.
Elsewhere, public libraries in two eastern Iowa communities are joining a growing number across the nation in eliminating fines for overdue materials. The Waterloo and Cedar Falls libraries say they will eliminate the fines beginning January 1st and forgive outstanding overdue material fines. Cedar Falls Public Library Director Kelly Stern said the fines are not the most effective way to manage borrowing and are not fair to low-income patrons. Fees for lost or damaged items will be remain in place, and patrons with overdue items will be blocked from checking out further items until the overdue material is renewed or returned. And a bond is set for $250,000 for a driver charged in connection with a vehicle crash in western Illinois that left three Iowa residents dead. 20-year-old Pedro Orozco of Galesburg, Illinois, faces three counts of aggravated driving under the influence. He appeared earlier this week in Fulton County, Illinois Circuit Court. Authorities have said Orozco was driving northbound last Friday on Illinois Route 97 when the vehicle he was driving collided with another that was heading west on Route 9. The crash happened outside of Cuba, Illinois. The Orozco is being held in the Fulton County, Illinois jail. In our funeral announcements, Bernard Bernie Owen, age 86, of Audubon, died December 11th. A celebration of life memorial service for Bernie Owen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Helen Ronfeld, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Helen Ronfeld will be held Friday, tomorrow at 11:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Elsie Elizabeth Pfeiffer, age 84, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Elsie Pfeiffer will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John M. Robinson, age 101, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for John Robinson will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Melinda Boer Holbrook, age 65, of Stewart, died December 21st at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Melinda Holbrook will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. The family requests you wear purple in honor of Melinda if you're planning to attend. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Mel Enfield, age 72, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died December 11th. Funeral services for Mel Enfield will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Donna McLaren, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of the Cumberland-Messina area, died Sunday. Family graveside services for Donna McLaren will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Messina Center Cemetery, north of Messina. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Patty Murphy, age 60, of Casey, died December 15th. A celebration of life for Patty Murphy will be Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Stewart Depot in Stewart. Pearson Funeral Service in Corning has arrangements. Linda K. Bradshaw, age 74, of Linden, died December 20th. A celebration of life open house for Linda Bradshaw will be on Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Linden Lions Building. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Barbara Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place. Services for Barbara Anderson are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.